Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and that is Bob Hoffman from Wharton Center. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Jack.
Well, I want to talk to you about the best way to get good seats at Wharton Center. Now, a lot of times people get seats and they enjoy the shows, but they always ask, you know, how do those people down there get tickets? And they figure either they pay a boatload of money or they're friends of Bob Hoffman.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I don't have any pull for favors for friends, but if you want to get good seats, what you can do is you can become a Wharton Center subscriber. That means you buy all the Broadway shows or you buy four of the performing arts attractions, and you can get your tickets now. If you don't
you
want
can
to do
pick,
that,
is it like a menu? You can pick any four?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
If you don't want to do that, then what you can do is join the E-Club. E-Club is... We go on sale to our subscribers first, and then after we sell our tickets to them, we have a special E-Club sale. E-Club is a free membership. You go online to wharton center.com. You click on the E-Club, join the E-Club. You just tell us your information, and then we email you offers that say, hey, by the way, the latest one that we just did last week was the shows December through April are going on sale. And they're going on sale to you, E-Club members, first. So you have an opportunity to purchase those shows, except for Shrek and Jersey Boys, which will have separate on-sales.
Okay.
But everything else is on sale. We already did one earlier in the month, actually Monday, August 2nd. We went on a special E-Club pre-sale for shows September through December. Now those are on sale to the general public. So it's a little bit confusing, but not really, because basically all you got to do is join the E-Club, and you can purchase your tickets above the general public.
And once again, you say that's free to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. You just go online to wharton center.com and click on, you know, join the E-Club. They put in your email address, and they'll ask you different things of, like, what kind of shows are you interested in? Jazz, classical music, you know, Broadway. We ask that because then when we add to the season, if it's something in your genre, we can email you and let you know about it, too.
All right. You mentioned a couple of the shows that are going to be very popular, Shrek and Jersey Boys, and I'm looking forward to seeing both of those. You also have Stomp returning, right? It's a little bit different version of Stomp.
Yeah, we have Stomp returning. We have Chicago returning. We've got 9 to 5, the musical. The first Broadway show of the season is Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins comes November 4th through the 21st, and actually Caroline Sheen, I just received this just recently, who played Mary Poppins in the British version in London, is going to be starring in our attraction here at Wharton Center.
Okay. All right. This is a little bit different version of Mary Poppins than you've probably seen on the big screen, but I've heard great things about Mary Poppins, the play.
Absolutely. It's, well, I'll tell you that on Broadway, it's one of the top-selling Broadway shows of 2009-2010 season.
Yeah.
You know, it's nearly grossed $400 million and has seen a lot of different, well, between the London and New York, over 5 million people have seen it.
What about Jersey Boys? That's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, right?
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, that's coming next September 2011.
Okay.
Not this coming September, but the following September in 2011, Jersey Boys is coming. And I really want to stress that because I think there's a lot of confusion out there. People are thinking,
right,
oh, it's coming up this September, and it's not. It's 2011. But yeah, it's the story of the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli, and kind of what happened to them to get to where they are. And it is a great story. Very captivating, and the music, you know, I'm not from that generation, but I grew up with parents that listened to that music, and so it had special memories for me, too, and I don't even think that you have to necessarily, you know, be a Four Seasons fan or anything like that. It's a great story, and the music is powerful.
Have you seen Shrek the Musical, Bob?
I have not, but actually, I'm going Friday, not this Friday, but the next Friday to Chicago to see it before it comes here.
I'd be very interested to see how that compares with all the Shrek films that we have seen. And that's become such an institution. The branding of that's been extremely effective.
I'm really looking forward to it. Sutton Foster's the star of it. She came to Wharton Center actually a couple months ago and performed her one-woman show. She sang. She's an amazing singer. She starred in Thoroughly Modern Millie, and now she's got a leading role in Shrek the Musical. So I'm looking forward to checking it out before it gets here.
Well, once again, if you are interested in the E Club, this is not the Eat Club, this is the E Club. You're interested, and it is free to sign up. Once again, the way to do that, Bob, is?
WhartonCenter.com.
All right, sounds great. We will talk with you very soon. I need to get a hold of you on something else, too.
Cool. Thanks,
right.
Jack.
Take care, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And Ken Glickman is usually either in studio or doing something in town. He is, of course, principal consultant for Gilbert Tweed Associates and does a lot of employment counseling and finding jobs. He's a third-party recruiter. Some people would call him a headhunter. But he's usually very active in here on Thursday, and he's not even in the country. He's in Stratford, Ontario, and he's going to be joining us from there, where he's going to see a lot of shows over the next couple of days. He's going to be joined by director Anthony Cimolino, and they will be with us in just a couple of minutes. And then, Scott, we're going to talk a little bit more about Jay Vincent and Roger Clemens and all the indictments handed down today. Kind of a crazy day in the world of sports as well. We'll be right back with more Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.